join together in a brief gathering hymn each day. Today we'll be introduced by a cantor and then we'll repeat. Please rise. Salvation.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. The softly spoken word from Bethlehem is still heard and burns within our hearts. Peace eludes us, but the promise leads us on. We pray for your Spirit's help, that peace may rule within our hearts and make us peaceful in our dealings with others. Hasten the day when the peace of Christmas becomes the pattern of our years. Amen.
A reading from Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace to those whom God favors. Amen. After finals were taken, after rooms were packed and traveling was over, after the shopping, baking, wrapping, and preparing, and probably mostly sleeping, after the endings and the beginnings, after Advent comes this season of Christmas, comes the time of time in 12 days, comes the opening and eating and the discovering and the revealing, comes the resting and the meeting and the being. After Advent comes Christmas, and much has been happening since we were last together. And in the Gustavus Church year, we have an interval today of catching up. In the world of biblical texts, all of the conversing about Isaiah and the future that we had during Advent has come now to a fruition in the birth of peace, the Word becoming flesh, God among us, in us. as us. And yet, within a heartbeat of those days of wonder, beauty, and mystery, we moved quickly toward the frightening realities related to in the presence of this Jesus. In the slaughter of the innocents, the text following the birth, the firstborn threats and the refugee flight to Egypt, and even the memory of the martyrs of the first church in the stoning of Stephen. That Jesus, the child who was proclaimed as Savior and whose birth meant peace, was in direct opposition to Caesar, the other Savior who had supposedly brought peace. And there we see the stark realities of the season. They're observed between these two ideas, these two ways of bringing about reconciliation and peace. In the first, in Jesus, we have love, accomplishing reconciliation and peace through forgiveness on a cross once and for all. And then the other way, the way of violence, accomplishing peace by sacrificing life over and over and over again. If it's hard in Advent to distinguish between beginnings and endings, it's challenging during this Christmas time to ignore not only new life, but also a bit of death. Yes, much has happened since we saw each other. Today we gather to reminisce together a bit about what's happened and to take some stock of how what has happened means something, how there's something being born in each of us that is taking on a life during this season of the year, taking on a life and becoming, challenging the inner wars and the outer strifes in each of us that we keep encountering. And it's simply a primary message of reconciliation and peace. The very repetition of the last of the Christmas hymns is echoing something of a hope that Jesus continues to bring. We do return after Christmas from some things. And in a rather jet-lagged twilight over the weekend, I thought about the miles that I had driven around the fjords of Norway to visit my relatives. I landed in Bergen, and then 28 hours later, north of the Arctic Circle, my relatives, in a text message on the way, said, "Brian, you are very brave." I didn't know what that meant until I hit the first mountain pass and 6 feet of snow. And then finally, north of that Arctic Circle, where light was shining for only 2.5 hours those days. No wonder you can buy garbage-sized bags of tea lights in the grocery stores. Over those days, I watched my own family struggling with the realities of being a family, probably something familiar to all of you. Some joy and some sorrow mixed together. In Norway, we ate pinnekjøtt on New Year's Eve, lamb chops that had been braised all day long, and pickled herring and cloudberries with a lot of whipped cream, which I was really happy about. And then we had krumkaka and lefse and all the other sorts of things you might expect. On Christmas Eve, we pulled the tree into the center of the room and got up and danced around it, singing from memory hymns of the heart. Something out of a storybook. Do people actually do this anymore, I thought. But I was carrying some of my mom's ashes, wondering how I could bring her home. It was on the morning of Christmas, during breakfast, when I said to my relative Idar, "What would today hold for us?" And Idar said, "Well, at 11, when the sun finally rises, we'll go to church." And I thought, "Service in the morning?" And he said, "No, to the churchyard." And so I thought, here's my chance. I would gather a couple of mementos and her ashes, and without knowing that, once when we arrived at the cemetery, it was filled with people. They were remembering their loved ones and their lives. And so we walked to my great-great-great-grandparents' graves, and after placing her ashes there, Idar took out a candle and lit it, one that had holes about halfway down so that the candle would burn over a long period of time. And then walking to his mother's grave, he placed a wreath he had made from moss around the stone. And coming out from the gravestone, there was a little arm on which he hung a lantern. And I looked around in this gray day to see people finding the light all throughout that cemetery. And I wondered, what was being born now in me? By 4 o'clock, when we returned for the service, it was already dark. But the church was lit from afar by the candlelight outside. And walking through these graves to the doors of the church was like walking through a remembered history of death and now soon life. So we come together this month of January to a briefer service with treats and conversation at the end. And on this eve of the Epiphany, to watch for the light. And to think together this whole month about the subject of peace. A peace that has come to us. A peace that we continue to pray for. Grant peace, we pray, in mercy, Lord. Peace in our time, O send us. Even as we work for peace in our daily life. Let us linger this day with the birth of the possibility of peace in Jesus Christ, whose death and life and birth we remember. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May the peace of Jesus Christ be with you all.
Also with you.
And may we share a sign of that peace with each other prior to our sending forth.